Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think this week we need to focus on the China policy stimulus. The China Central Bank introduced a range of policy measures aimed to try and help the property sector and obviously get the economy a little bit more vibrant. So I think we need to unpack that in a bit of detail. And then the second topic, I think, is more just a general update on South African economic circumstance. Obviously, the currency is doing well. There is an improvement in sentiment. Financial markets are more buoyant. But we're still waiting for some of the economic data to reflect that improved sentiment. Economic activity itself is struggling to gain momentum. So if we can unpack that, I think it might be useful. The second topic is a broad discussion around some of South Africa's more recent economic developments. I think it's fairly evident that sentiment in South Africa has improved since the election at the end of May. We see that in some of the confidence indicators. We also see that in some of the discussion with CEOs. Certainly the financial markets are reflecting that improved optimism. The equity market is up quite convincingly over the last couple of weeks. The bond market has rallied. And then, I guess, importantly, the currency has outperformed. The currency is certainly one of the better performing emerging market currencies this year. In fact, I think it's the second best. And the improvement has really been sustained since the election. Now, I can understand that some of that relates to the formation of the Government of National Unity. Some of it relates to the improvement in electricity production. But the rest of it is really an optimism, an increased optimism that South Africa will be able to systematically improve the economic outlook. The difficulty with it, I think, is that we don't really have evidence of that improvement in the economic outlook. If we look at some of the more recent economic indicators, they remain fairly lackluster. For example, I was looking at building plans passed recently. The numbers look atrocious. If I look at manufacturing activity, mining activity, they're far from compelling. Yes, the second quarter GDP number was slightly better than expected. But if we look at the growth rate, it was only 0.3% year on year. That's hardly a convincing improvement in overall economic performance. Equally, if we look at formal sector employment, data came out last week that showed, yes, we'd created 42,000 formal sector jobs in the second quarter of the year, but all of those were in the public sector. If we look at the private sector, every single private economic sector lost jobs during the second quarter, and that's despite the fact that we had no load shedding. So it's telling us that while we've got an improvement in confidence and improvement in sentiment, we need to find a way to translate that into real economic activity, translate that into improved fixed investment, and hopefully translate that into employment. Now, there are some key areas of focus. Obviously, the infrastructure development remains the most critical. The use of private-public partnerships to try and improve the road and rail and ports and electricity, all of those continue on. And we're monitoring that fairly closely, and I think there is steady progress. But it's going to take some time before we're in a position to substantially alleviate those infrastructure constraints. We've cut interest rates. The Reserve Bank started with a 25 basis points cut. And if I look at the data that's come out subsequent to that, there is a strong argument that perhaps they should have done 50 basis points. PPI inflation last week was compellingly low. If you look at where the currency is, if you look at the looming petrol price reduction, all of those would suggest that inflation is well under control and should drop below 4% over the coming months. That should give the Reserve Bank more scope to cut interest rates further, and hopefully that starts to add as a stimulus. Clearly, the two-pot withdrawal system will also add additional stimulus where consumers are withdrawing up to $30,000, but I think it's not ideal. In other words, you're using long-term savings to affect short-term consumption. It's not the best way to stimulate the economy. What we need to see is that this positive sentiment is directed in terms of trying to get private sector investment and expansion more buoyant. If we can get to a point where we start to create jobs on a broader basis, then that should become self-fulfilling. In other words, once we start to create jobs, then those people that have got jobs spend more, and that leads to further job creation. And that way you can systematically uplift South Africa's overall economic performance. I think there are some sectors where things are fairly buoyant, like tourism. Tourism seems to be coming back very strongly, and I'm optimistic about the tourist season as we get closer to the end of the year. But it's all not enough yet. We need to do more. And hopefully the authorities have that in their mind. At the moment, we have got some anxiety about the stability of the government of national unity, and there does seem to be some infighting, particularly as it relates to the government of the governing of various municipalities. If the government of national unity breaks down, that would derail a significant element of the positive sentiment. So I think we have to have our own degree of heightened urgency to get this economy growing. We don't have an endless amount of time to talk about policies and try and implement. If we can't get something more tangible materializing, then that what would naturally happen is that the sentiment and the confidence would slowly start to dissipate. And once that is dissipated, it would be very difficult to reignite that. South Africa clearly has an opportunity. It clearly has a set of circumstances that comes around very rarely, and that is where people are trusting and believe that things will get better. The question is, can we use that improved optimism to actually result in a material change in economic growth? Hopefully, the authorities recognize that. Hopefully, the business sector recognizes that opportunity. So I remain optimistic that we will move into a better economic environment and that we'll steadily improve our growth rate. But it's critical that the political environment remains stable, and it's also critical that people start to believe in South Africa and take a little bit more risk. We are seeing foreigners slowly come back into the South African market. We've seen a little bit more purchase of South African government bonds. We haven't seen that yet materialize in the equity market. But I think if we could get the domestic dynamics a little bit more positive, then I've got no doubt foreigners would join in and we can get a broad-based uplift in South Africa's economic activity. So hopefully we'll build on this during the remainder of the year, and that next year becomes a year of broadening our tangible signs of economic improvement. The second topic is a broad discussion around some of South Africa's more recent economic developments. I think it's fairly evident that sentiment in South Africa has improved since the election at the end of May. We see that in some of the confidence indicators. We also see that in some of the discussion with CEOs. Certainly the financial markets are reflecting that improved optimism. The equity market is up quite convincingly over the last couple of weeks. The bond market has rallied. And then, I guess, importantly, the currency has outperformed. The currency is certainly one of the better performing emerging market currencies this year. In fact, I think it's the second best. And the improvement has really been sustained since the election. Now, I can understand that some of that relates to the formation of the government of national unity. Some of it relates to the improvement in electricity production. But the rest of it is really an optimism, an increased optimism that South Africa will be able to systematically improve the economic outlook. The difficulty with it, I think, is that we don't really have evidence of that improvement in the economic outlook. If we look at some of the more recent economic indicators, they remain fairly lackluster. For example, I was looking at building plans passed recently. The numbers look atrocious. If I look at manufacturing activity, mining activity, they're far from compelling. Yes, the second quarter GDP number was slightly better than expected. But if we look at the growth rate, it was only 0.3% year on year. That's hardly a convincing improvement in overall economic performance. Equally, if we look at formal sector employment, data came out last week that showed, yes, we'd created 42,000 formal sector jobs in the second quarter of the year, but all of those were in the public sector. If we look at the private sector, every single private economic sector lost jobs during the second quarter, and that's despite the fact that we had no load shedding. So it's telling us that while we've got an improvement in confidence and improvement in sentiment, we need to find a way to translate that into real economic activity translate that into improved fixed investment, and hopefully translate that into employment. Now, there are some key areas of focus. Obviously, the infrastructure development remains the most critical. The use of private-public partnerships to try and improve the road and rail and ports and electricity, all of those continue on. And we're monitoring that fairly closely, and I think there is steady progress. But it's going to take some time before we're in a position to substantially alleviate those infrastructure constraints. We've cut interest rates. The Reserve Bank started with a 25 basis points cut. And if I look at the data that's come out subsequent to that, there is a strong argument that perhaps they should have done 50 basis points. PPI inflation last week was compellingly low. If you look at where the currency is, if you look at the looming petrol price reduction, all of those would suggest that inflation is well under control and should drop below 4% over the coming months. That should give the Reserve Bank more scope to cut interest rates further, and hopefully that starts to add as a stimulus. Clearly, the two-pot withdrawal system will also add additional stimulus, where consumers are withdrawing up to $30,000, but I think it's not ideal. In other words, you're using long-term savings to affect short-term consumption. It's not the best way to stimulate the economy. What we need to see is that this positive sentiment is directed in terms of trying to get private sector investment and expansion more buoyant. If we can get to a point where we start to create jobs on a broader basis, then that should become self-fulfilling. In other words, once we start to create jobs, then those people that have got jobs spend more, and that leads to further job creation. And that way you can systematically uplift South Africa's overall economic performance. I think there are some sectors where things are fairly buoyant, like tourism. Tourism seems to be coming back very strongly, and I'm optimistic about the tourist season as we get closer to the end of the year. But it's all not enough yet. We need to do more. And hopefully, the authorities have that in their mind. At the moment, we have got some anxiety about the stability of the Government of National Unity, and there does seem to be some infighting, particularly as it relates to the government of the governing of various municipalities. If the Government of National Unity breaks down, that would derail a significant element of the positive sentiment. So I think we have to have our own degree of heightened urgency to get this economy growing. We don't have an endless amount of time to talk about policies and try and implement. If we can't get something more tangible materializing, then what would naturally happen is that the sentiment and the confidence would slowly start to dissipate. And once that is dissipated, it would be very difficult to reignite that. South Africa clearly has an opportunity. It clearly has a set of circumstances that comes around very rarely, and that is where people are trusting and believe that things will get better. The question is, can we use that improved optimism to actually result in a material change in economic growth? Hopefully, the authorities recognize that. Hopefully, the business sector recognizes that opportunity. So I remain optimistic that we will move into a better economic environment and that we'll steadily improve our growth rate. But it's critical that the political environment remains stable, and it's also critical that people start to believe in South Africa and take a little bit more risk. We are seeing foreigners slowly come back into the South African market. We've seen a little bit more purchase of South African government bonds. We haven't seen that yet materialize in the equity market. But I think if we could get the domestic dynamics a little bit more positive, then I've got no doubt foreigners would join in and we can get a broad-based uplift in South Africa's economic activity. So hopefully we'll build on this during the remainder of the year, and that next year becomes a year of broadening our tangible signs of economic improvement. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.